Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a moment. We have an announcement that's important, but I just want to say welcome to everyone to St. James. Keep on coming up. Welcome to St. James this Sunday. It's wonderful for us to be able to gather together and to lift up our hearts and voices to praise God, and we've got an announcement.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to announce, if you've ever been a mother or you've ever had a mother, you are invited next Sunday for our Mother's Day breakfast. It's an annual event. We've been doing it for years. It's between the services. So come at 9:30, have breakfast, and then you can go to church after. Okay? It's a great chance to get together with your parish family, enjoy some food, catch up with your 8:30 neighbors, bring a friend, bring a neighbor. There'll be lots of food. It'll be a really fine time. Please come out.
Would the congregation please stand? Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May you our hearts restored.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you mercies are heard. Let us allow our hearts to be in the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you, and perfectly magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And let us pray. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you riches beyond imagination. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promise, which exceeds all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Acts. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All the ends of the earth have seen the power of God. All the ends of the earth have seen the power of God. All the ends of the earth. Done wondrous deeds, whose right hand has won the victory for us, God's holy arm. All the ends of the earth have seen the power of God. All the ends of the earth. Salvation known and justice revealed to all, remembering the kindness and faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the power of God.
earth have seen salvation by our God. Joyfully sing out, all you lands. Break forth in song. All the ends of the earth have seen the power of God. All the ends of the earth have seen the power of God. Sing to the Lord with harp and song, with trumpet and with horn. Sing in your joy before the King our Lord. Praises now sing, all of creation in splendor shall ring. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. What do you call the doctor that has graduated last in his class from medical school? Doctor. Those of you who know me might not be surprised that when it came time for exams, I was always the one cramming at the last minute, just trying to get every last little bit of information stuck in this brain so that I could regurgitate it and then forget it and go on to summer vacation. Not the most academically inclined person, but I had a good schooling and I enjoyed myself thoroughly. The gospel reading that we have today comes from the Gospel of John and is known as the farewell discourse. At this point in time, Jesus has returned from the dead and he's teaching his disciples the very last things before he goes up into heaven. To my mind, this is always the disciples' last minute cramming session. Jesus is trying to get the most important bits of the message that he's received, the message that he's been trying to teach, so that they can hang on to it and remember it. And they've not had a very good track record up to this point. And so Jesus is giving everything condensed into a nutshell. Here is the heart of it. This is what you remember. And if you keep these commandments, your fruit will be everlasting. Well, 2,000 years later, we're still here, still hearing these stories. So what is this message? It says that Jesus has explained everything that his Father has revealed to him. And I've got books in my office. I've got 3 bookshelves full of people trying to interpret and figure out what that means. I've got people from the 4th century, 17th century, 16th century. I've got modern theologians. I've got so many people trying to understand and articulate what God has revealed. And yet, here in this last little discourse, this last little bit that Jesus is sharing with his friends, he says to them something so important and so simple and yet so profoundly difficult. What we might expect and what we've heard in the scriptures before is love each other as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. But Jesus goes above and beyond that. Jesus says, love your neighbor as I have loved you. It changes the meaning. It makes us look at the whole story of Jesus's time with us in a new light. Time in which Jesus here on earth healed, cared for, and gave up his life so completely that he died the most humiliating death that could be imagined for us. And not just for us, but for the least of us. It makes you realize that when God says love one another, he really means it. And that's so simple. And yet it's such a profoundly hard and difficult thing to do. In our first reading today in the story of Acts, we hear about how Jesus's closest disciples, the people that he said this to, were surprised and shocked that God would pour out his Holy Spirit on the Gentiles, on those people. The people that didn't exactly say the right things or believe the right things or have the right dietary requirements, that looked different, probably smelled different, and God loved them just as much as us? That's weird. That's hard. That's difficult. 2,000 years later, how many of us look and when we see the Jehovah Witnesses coming to knock on the door or the telemarketer call that comes in, do we go, oh no, we're not answering that. Put it to the side. How many of us have in our own way of being written off certain groups of people, certain friends that aren't friends anymore? But Jesus's message isn't love one another as you love yourself. It's love one another as I have loved you. And my gosh, that is easy to say, but it's so hard to do. I think that that's what the 3 bookshelves worth of books are all getting at. How do we love one another as Jesus loved us? As Jesus loves us? Clearly, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Not the color of our skin, not the box that we vote for when we go into the polls, not our sexual orientation. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And so we're called to do a very simple thing, a very simple thing that's very hard, to love one another with a love that surpasses what we have ever experienced, except in the love that Christ has shown us. To love one another, overflowing out of grace and generosity, out of compassion and forgiveness, out of self-sacrifice, in a way that transcends, in a way that elevates us, and in a way that is so hard to emulate and do. We all fall short of God's glory. We all will not do it perfectly, and we'll all still skip those phone calls or forget to write that Christmas letter or you name it. but we're called to continue to try. The heart of the gospel, the whole message of Christianity, is not love one another as we love ourselves, because let's face it, sometimes we're our own worst enemies, but to love one another as Christ has loved us. And flowing out of that simple statement comes all the glory and the challenge of our lives. Love one another as Christ has loved us. Now, for each and every one of you, you can think about that message and wrestle with what it might mean for you today. And in this sermon, I could count countless examples tailor-made to each and every one of you. But instead, I think I'd invite you to plant that simple saying, love one another as Christ has loved us, deep inside yourself. And as it grows, it will grow in a way that's unique to each and every one of you, each and every one of us. That seed will grow and bear fruit, that just as it did for the disciples 2,000 years ago, will continue to bear fruit in the world around us. So that in 2,000 years from now, people will still be sharing the message of Christ. The simple message of love one another more than yourself. Love one another as Christ has loved you. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? And let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended.
I'd invite the congregation to either sit, stand, or kneel in a position of prayer.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. God of love, your spirit extends beyond all boundaries to encompass the whole world. Unite all who share your name as members of the same family of faith. May your church be one as you are one. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. God of love, your spirit breaks restrictions of nationality, race, and language. Unite all people as members of the same human family. Strengthen all who foster and seek peace. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. God of love, your spirit calls us together as friends and neighbors. Give us concern for the needs of all in our community. Expand our compassion beyond personal networks and affiliations. Sing to the Lord a new song,
for he has done marvelous things.
God of love, your spirit draws us to abide in your love. Hold in your embrace all who are ill or at the limits of their endurance. Complete within us all your joy. Today we pray especially for Anna, Eunice, Sylvia, Robert, Ashley, Greg, Gavin, Catherine, Alan, Mary, Nathan, Peter, Diane, Linda, Brian, Trent, Jim, Don and Nancy, Kristen, Mel, Sandra D, Brittany, Karen and Grace, Ray, Taylor, Colleen. Sing to the Lord a new song. God of love, your Spirit breathes life into your creation. In your Son, give new life to all who have died. Bring us through the waters of death to the life eternal. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples, and he said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." Let us pray. God of glory, accept all that we offer you this day and bring us to that eternal city of love and light where Christ is King. We ask this in his name. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us eternal life. Therefore, joining our voices with the whole company of heaven, we sing our joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death.
And And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share your resurrection.
Live in us, that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Father, you restore us to life by rising your Son from death. May we who receive this sacrament always be strengthened to do your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia.